Hi, my name is Josh, and I'm your push coach. I'm a failed rock star turned seven-figure life coach. I've trained over 40,000 coaches and entrepreneurs since I got started back in 2014. I currently run my own life coach certification for those who want to learn the powerful tools of transforming lives using the psychology of true coaching. On this show, we're going to explore business from a different perspective. I combine high energy with psychology to teach you business in a totally different way. If you're tired of being told to just show up and do the work, or just believe more, or just trust the compound effect, this podcast will take you on a deep dive to help you understand what is actually holding you and your clients back from doing the work. Once you understand the psychology of performance, we can build powerful messaging that will attract the right people who finally show up and do the work. If you're ready to be a powerful leader and build your legacy, let's dive in. What's up, my friends? My name is Josh. I'm your push coach, and I'm so excited about today's episode because we're going to dive in to one of my favorite topics in the world, and that is sales psychology. So here's the thing. All of us, whether we like it or not, if we want to have customers and we want to have clients, in other words, if we want to help people, we all, I believe, I hope if you're listening to this, you have a product or a service or a program or an opportunity of some sort that literally changes people's lives, right? The downside to that is in order for it to actually change people's lives, they have to purchase. In order for them to purchase, you have to sell. And what's the problem with that? The problem with that is you're probably like me. And one, you don't love feeling like you're selling people. And two, you might also be like me in the sense that I am a natural born people pleaser, which means I don't like for other people to ever think or feel like I'm doing something to like manipulate them or spam them or interrupt them, right? And so, you know, some of you know this story, but my first year in business sucked. I only made two sales. I made $500. It was awful, okay? But at the end of the year, I really sat down and kind of like just self-reflected on everything that I had done. And I was like, okay, here's what I have done. I've had a whole bunch of free coaching sessions with people who, it turns out, weren't necessarily the right people per se. But the process of life coaching itself, which is using powerful questions to get other people to dive inward and think, that process alone has taken people in like 20 or 30 minutes from feeling completely unmotivated, completely like they don't have hope about being able to do something they've dreamed of, to within 20 or 30 minutes literally becoming inspired, empowered, and motivated. And I just thought to myself, like, really, if you think about it, like, people a lot of times aren't buying a program, not necessarily because they don't want the product or the program or the service or whatever. It's usually because they don't have the motivation or belief that the product or program could actually work for them. And so I started realizing, like, maybe I could be wrong, could be crazy. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I've just only been doing this for 1 year. This was 2015. It's like, maybe the same process that works for life coaching someone could be the same process that helps someone to become motivated and inspired to like believe that a program could work for them. And so I started experimenting with it, and it started working. And it started working really, really well. And what I found was when I had a mixture of the right people and the right questions, sales became so easy. And the best part is, like, not only was it easy, but it felt good. And for me, that's like a really important thing. Those that are in my programs know that alignment is a word we talk about a lot. There's a really big difference between forcing specific thing, like I'm going to just do it because I have to, versus feeling completely inspired and aligned to go do it because you see the positive things that could come out of it, not because you're afraid of the negative things that will happen if you don't do it. Totally different perspective, Totally different energy, totally different mindset. And so I started doing this, started working really freaking well. And, you know, 6 months into this second year, I'm like making money. And then I took this exact same, the psychology behind it, and I started launching courses. And what I found was when you get the psychology part of this right, it works in one-on-one sales. It works in group sales. It works for social media posts. It works for emails. It works for workshops. It literally works for everything. So that's one of the reasons I'm really excited about something we have coming up. We are doing a 3-day sales challenge in April, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, where I keep saying we. I have a team, so I say we a lot because I'm a big time team guy, but I will be teaching you the exact way to learn psychology and use it in your sales systems to serve your clients so that you can do a lot more serving and a lot less selling while also making more sales. It's literally the greatest thing in the world. And it's one of the reasons 10 years into this, I'm still having so much fun. You know, I know a lot of people that built 7-figure businesses like me, but because they never learned some of this stuff, it was fully dependent on their hustle. And the problem with that is you can't really scale hustle. Like you only have so many hours, you only have so much time, you only have so much energy. What you can scale is systems. And what I found is when you understand the psychology of sales, you then build systems around that and you can scale systems, okay? You can't scale yourself unless you can hire someone that can literally do exactly what you can do. That's tough. That's really tough. But if you can use the psychology to create systems, now we can scale that. So I don't know if you're someone who is like I was in my first year struggling with sales, whether it's the implementation of it or whether it's the misalignment of it, regardless of what that is, I want to invite you to join me for this 3-day sales challenge. You can go to joshcoats.com. We'll also make sure there's a link here in the notes. But I want to teach you just a little bit of the psychology. I want to give you like a little bit of a sneak peek here today so you know like why this is different than what you've already done, okay? So one of the pieces of the psychology behind this is that the person who asks questions is actually the person who has the most control. So this is something that I learned a long time ago. It's literally a staple of life coaching is that we ask questions because it gets other people to think inwardly versus trying to convince someone. Okay. So for instance, when I am having a conversation with someone that is a potential client, one of the questions I always ask is like, what are the goals that you have? What are the things you're struggling with? And what are all the things that you've tried before? And the reason I'm doing this is because I need to know what their goal is. I'm not going to sell to someone based on my goal. They're only purchasing because of the thing they want on the other side of it. Okay. I also want to know like specifically, like, what are they actually struggling with? Because the reality is people don't care about your product or program unless it fixes the struggle they specifically have. So I need to know what that struggle is. So these are some of the elements that work into one-on-one sales. And then what's really cool is if you get really good at it, you start taking the most common answers that you're getting and churning them into your posts. You make sure that your posts are now speaking directly to what people already want and the struggles they're already having. When you get this right, this is literally my favorite thing about sales is when you become a better listener, not a better talker, okay? Like listening to my podcast, things like that, you might think, oh, it's all about being a good talker. No, it's actually about being a really good listener and then creating your content based on all of the things you're hearing from people. So for instance, you might be on social media talking about an element of your program or product or service or whatever, and it might be a really great thing that people really need, but it might not be the actual thing they want and care about and are looking for. And so it's not going to get their attention. So when you change things up, what's really amazing about this is it actually becomes more service oriented to the person you want to help. It's less about you and it's more about them. And I think for most of you listening, like that's how you want to do business. You don't want to have a business where it's all about you. Like we're here regardless of what you do. Like most of you listening to this are some version of a coach, mentor, or leader. In other words, you want to help people, right? And when you want to help people, the last thing in the world you want to do is make everything about you. You want to serve them, right? And that's where so many people get sales wrong, is the sales is all about them and what they offer, what they provide. And the reality is when you understand sales psychology, you know how to make it all about them. And when you are getting their direct feedback, and this is what I'm going to teach in the 3-day sales challenge, is how to take their feedback and churn it into the messaging, it literally becomes the easiest thing in the world. So if that's something you're interested in, I want to encourage you to check that out. I'm going to be giving some tips here on the podcast over the next couple of weeks, almost kind of like some sneak peeks into the 3-day sales challenge. So if that excites you, make sure and go to joshcoats.com, get signed up for that, but also make sure you're checking out each new episode over the next couple of weeks. All right. I love you guys so much. I believe in you. If you really want to get a head start on the challenge, you can also go to joshcoats.com and you can download my free resource called Questions That Convert. Questions That Convert walks you through the one-on-one sales side. Okay. So in the 3-day challenge, I'm going to walk you through both one-on-one sales, but then also how to take the data and turn it into all of the best messaging for your social media, for your emails, for your workshops and challenges, basically anything that you're doing to build relationships with people. I'm going to teach you how to use this psychology in that. So if you want to get a jump start, you can check out Questions That Convert, but definitely make sure you're registered for the training. Okay. I love you so much. I believe in you so much. Do me the biggest favor in the world. Make sure and tag me wherever you're listening to this podcast so that I can share that to my stories. And also just so I can say hi. I love so much getting to hear from the people that are out there. I mean, like, that's the crazy thing about this world, right? Like, we're all just on computers and phones and random places, and we don't really get to see each other very often. That's why I love the in-person retreats that we do for our life coach certification. They're so much fun. In July, we're actually going to Salt Lake City. We've got a big, huge place in the mountains. It's like the coolest thing in the world. There's like an indoor pool. There's an indoor basketball court and like this big, huge indoor jungle gym. We don't usually bring the kids, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just go play on the jungle gym for fun. So I love meeting people in person. But obviously, if I can't meet you in person, I would still love to say hi over on Instagram. Okay. I'm Josh_PushCoach. Make sure and come say hi. I love you guys so much. Please remember, everything you need is already living on the inside, and all the resources you'll ever need are right under your nose. All right. I love you. I believe in you. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you soon. Bye, friend.
Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling, with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills, so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free. 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.